So let's spend a minute really letting your mind settle. We've looked at a lot of information, a lot of anatomy. So letting your nervous system really tone down. Let the body relax. And let's come into that fluid, cellular space again. See if we can connect with the whole body and be with the cells, which are, you know, kind of different from the nervous system. Let's kind of come out of our senses and nervous system. Letting your breathing slow, letting it deepen mostly. So to do that, just notice how your abdominal wall is, your pelvic floor, all around the hips. Just let there be some softness there. So there's that sense of diaphragm dropping. The sense of the intercostals balancing up, all those breathing muscles coming into a balanced state. And just notice how your feet are, what the feel of your feet are like, so the dorsum of the foot and the plantar area of the foot, just really notice the felt sense of both feet. Letting the plantar fascia soften. That normally allows the feet to ease up and spread. Creates a roominess in the feet. And as the feet start to relax, normally the whole body follows, particularly the head. Great, let's stay with the whole and let's get interested in the cranium. So I want you to have a very spacious awareness of the cranium and particularly the brain. It's like to come in nice and slowly, or rather let the brain come to you, let the neurons show themselves to you. They've got a very particular expression that's unique in the body. It's just noticing the quality of brain structure, brain cells, neurons and glial cells all mixed together. And there's difference qualities within all that. Let's check into the cerebral hemispheres. Let them come into your spacious awareness. There's no sensory apparatus here at all. But somehow you can get a sense of how the brain cells are. Maybe through this cellular receptor sensitivity. Let's notice how the brainstem is. and therefore the spinal cord, that's the whole continuity. Again, just let that come into your awareness. Letting the tone soften. Let's be interested in the cerebellum at the back, the hindbrain. Very different consistency here. Just acknowledging that. Let the cerebellum come into your perceptual field. And finally, noticing the core of the brain. So the whole central mass of the brain, the limbic system, the way that curls underneath the corpus callosum, either sides of the thalamus. Very distinct structure in the brain. Again, just let that come to you. Let it show itself from the center to the periphery. And then at the very core of that part of the brain, there is the third ventricle. I'd just like to open up to a fluid space here. A potent space. And when it starts to reveal itself, it does feel like it is the very center of the brain. And the brain at its core is fluid. And just coming into this space creates a profound settling through the whole central nervous system. So it's a physical space, it's a fluid filled space, and it's highly potent. It's part of a wider potency field. Like a potency node at the very center of the brain. And on the bottom floor of that, and the ventricle, that is where all the hypothalamic nuclei are. As you saw in the anatomy pictures, there are many nuclei associated with it. Keeping your awareness as soft as air. And then just let your minds be neutral. See if you can rest in the third ventricle. Let whatever wants to arise, arise. And I'd like you to stay with this sense. But I'd like you to be interested in the third ventricle being connected to the sphenoid through the pituitary. And without looking for it, I'd like you to open up to the pituitary sat in the cella tertica of the sphenoid, right at the center of the base of the cranium. Try to stay with the spaciousness of the third ventricle. So you've got a link between the third ventricle, hypothalamus, pituitary, the dura and the sphenoid. Just let the sphenoid and the pituitary come to you. Don't focus on it. I say like awareness. Let's open up to primary respiration. Let's be interested in how the third ventricle takes that movement up. And how the pituitary is moved by the action in the cranial base. Let your awareness go neutral. I want you to let those structures come to you if they want. Not to sink them. Just want me to wait in a spacious awareness. Great. And I'd like you to get interested in your feet again. Just let your awareness come into a felt sense of the volume of your feet. Letting your feet relax even more. Coming right down to the plantar fascia. And starting to get interested in the space around you. External body sensations, sensations of skin, and just letting the whole thing go, coming back into movement.